This is the sound of your barbecue before getting a motorized horsepower giddy-up grill cleaner.
Honey, are the burgers ready yet?
Ready? I'm still cleaning the grill off.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay, ordering a pizza.
And this...
Burger up!
...is the sound of your barbecue when you purchase the giddy-up grill cleaner. While the grill is cold, just press on and Giddy Up blasts away charred meats, sticky sauces, messy oils, and more. Giddy Up is the last grill cleaner you'll ever need with our dishwasher-safe motorized chain-link roller driven by a powerful high-torque motor, all backed by a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee. You don't need another cheap grill brush that leaves bristles in your food and makes cooking outdoors a pain. Get your Giddy Up today. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your Giddy Up shipped free. But hurry! Inventory is limited. Order now while it's still in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. All right, so we thought we would go hang out in the Honda zone with the corona going on and everything. In the Honda zone, you got to get a little freedom from people, you know, like at the house when you're caught in the house and you're trapped in the house with your family members and you're afraid of the public and you're afraid to go outside and everybody's all cooped up. You got grandma over. She's close to a buck, and if she gets sick, she'll be dead. So we can't have that. So what we did was we chased down your boy Fuego. And Fuego time means party time. We're going to go shoot hoops in the park. So we drove over, and we're here now. And the first thing that we established was that Fuego got some new Jordans. Tell me, Fuego, about your new Jordans.
Got the freshest, the six rings Jordan. I didn't even know what that meant until the other day, but they are sweet.
What is a six ring Jordan, please?
I heard they combine six of his shoes, a little bit of each from six of his shoes, and they combine it into one shoe. It was a steal on StockX.
So I went to Fuego's crib to pick him up, and he pulled out these shoes, and honestly, they were so badass that I may be Helen Keller now. They blinded me. They're so nice that I am blind. When I saw them, I literally lost my vision. How cool are those shoes? Even Chopper and Gunner like them. What did you think?
Well, when you get the approval from your kids, it means everything. That's the only thing that matters.
So tell me, Fuego, first of all, about this court. I mean, they got the, what is this, like a plastic?
What is this?
Well, it's better than cement.
Yeah, it actually is. I've never been here before. I pass it every single day. Got rims, got nets. We ready to ball. Let's go.
I've been on these types of courts before. I was in St. Kitts near my resort. I was running one morning, and I looked, and I saw this funky court. It's like a Lego court, right? Are they not like plastic, and they put them together?
Yeah, but I'm about to yam on this little 8-foot hoop right now, though.
So you're suggesting that you have to drop a yam at this point during the podcast?
No, but your son is huge right now. God damn.
Did you see how big he got?
Holy.
Can't swear on the podcast due to the nature of graphic language getting me in trouble.
Well, I know you got this new gig and everything. You forget your real friend, so.
Gunner, come here. He is stunned at your growth. Let's size up. It is now official. Oh.
I'm taller.
I knew he was going to be taller. That was a given. Chopper's about to be taller than he is, though.
She's going to be taller than you, too.
Yeah, she's already taller. Look at her. She's a monster, too. Now they got to start training with the right people and listening.
Well, we can't shoot on this rim because it's completely dunked on. Somebody dunked on it and broke it. And what do they call this? The Mawa Thunderbirds court. Is that where it is? This is where we are.
Yeah, we're in Mawa. Mawa, New Jersey.
On a beautiful day, sunny, do you feel pressure that being near me is going to give you the Hanta?
Kind of, a little bit. This is getting me nervous now, though. I didn't realize how serious this really is.
I almost got my head taken off on that rebound.
That's why you gotta practice social distancing.
But you don't have to practice my jumper because it's so sick. Oh, look, they got a hockey court here, too.
What? I hate hockey.
You even hate watching hockey? What kind of loser is that? You don't like the NHL?
Playoff hockey's great.
Stanley Cup.
I don't understand hockey too well.
But you like the playoffs?
Yeah, hockey playoffs is great.
And they also have tennis courts here and a baseball facility. What did you think when you found out that KD had the Hanta?
You know what? I want to know why he was the only person mentioned. I mean, the other three guys are just as important as he is.
I think they wanted their privacy, and then he wanted to admit that he had it. He just came out with it publicly because, you know, he's like, remember when he had a burner account? He was like a fake person. Everybody turned on him. So now he's all transparent and honest.
He still has it.
So he's phony and has fake people that he pretends to be?
He says he still has it. I don't know what he does with it.
You think that his other personalities also have the Hanta?
I don't know how to answer that one.
Gunner, how many people do you think KD is, and how many of them have the Hanta?
He's probably got a few burners. I mean, he probably spread the coronavirus pretty easily. Every time he switches accounts, puts in a new user, they catch the disease.
So how do you feel being bigger than Fuego now?
I mean, I expected it. I'm an average size.
So in the sun, I can see that you're getting a mustache now, too. You have to shave?
No further comments.
No comments. He has to shave now, too. He's got a little mustache going.
Oh, man. Look at that pasty white skin, though. You got to take him to your tanning salon. You got the Spider Mitchells on? All right, all right.
Wait a second. What's that?
Manchu KD12 for like on-court business.
Do you think he'll keep wearing the KD since he's spreading the virus?
Yeah, it doesn't change my opinion. Shoes stay the same.
I have a pair of KDs. I never wear them ever because they hurt a bone in the side of my foot. It's my bone that I use in the fourth quarter when I add another 20 points on the guy guarding me and ruin his day. I am a finisher. I am a game finisher. I am a scorer. I am a pure player. I finish. I win. I cannot be stopped. I drop 1,000 every weekend. Every time I play, I become the number one scorer at the gym, bar none. And you know it. And I got the invisible handle too, son. You know I got that handle going now, son.
You gotta get your head up, though.
I do have the head up. I don't even have to look. I can do it blindfold.
I don't know about that.
You'll see it today.
You're like your kids. You don't listen.
I'm gonna do it right now. With that broke-ass Jay of yours. I know you don't play ball anymore. How's your wussy-ass knees?
Not too good. I'm getting old. I might have retired. Or maybe I've been training in the off-season in a private facility that nobody knows about.
Oh, all right. You've been down there at Stack.
I don't even know where Stack is.
That's in Mawa.
I call it the VG Center.
So you're still with your girlfriend, I see, living in the high-end community with all the rich people. Let's not pretend like you aren't.
Nope, not even close.
What was that lady doing in the parking lot? Was she reading hookah? Was there smoke rings coming out of her mouth?
No, she's one of the drug dealers.
She's a drug dealer. She's a community drug dealer. Yes, you can say that. She was doing some kind of sun worship. She was trying to put a hex on me. Yes, I can do anything, but I have had a hex placed on me. She tried to give me a hex, which was a version of the Hanta. Do most people around here generally smoke while they play?
Probably not.
Unlike you.
No, but you know what? It's my medicine. It's my medicine.
Doctor prescribed.
Prescribed. Legally prescribed.
So do you think you have a better chance with the amount of lung torque that you have to get the funk?
I don't even know what that means, but I hope not.
What did you think when they closed the gym?
I really don't care about that place too much.
I know, but I mean, it just is a life wrecker. I can't play ball anymore unless I get an outdoor game going.
Well, I know it's devastating for you, and you know, I feel for you.
I work out, I swim, I lift, I grind.
You do everything over there. You're there 2 hours a day, every day.
So I've been running outside. Like today I did 4 miles outside, then I shot basketball for a mile, so I did 5 miles, and I'm lifting Bowflex curls and dumbbells and overheads, and then I'm doing sit-ups flush under the bed.
You know what? Now's the time they can get creative and do other things. Now you gotta be different.
Are you doing anything at all physically anymore ever, or are you just flat out getting fat and old?
I'm getting really good at Call of Duty and 2K.
Wait, hey, Gunner, what's the new game that you tried to fleece me for the other day?
MLB The Show.
MLB The Show?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
And what is The Show? Is that the new version of Major League Baseball for Xbox?
PS4, yeah.
Oh, for PS4. Is that different? You don't use Xbox anymore?
They don't even own the rights to MLB on Xbox.
So you just use PS4 now?
Yeah.
And is that for the NBA as well?
They pretty much got every game, except for like a few exclusive.
So what are the exclusive games now that you play on a daily basis with your friends where I see you up there for hours at a time, Jimmy in it?
Basically, the only exclusive games on PS4 that I play that like aren't on Xbox or any other console basically is just MLB The Show. And I don't personally play it, but like some of my friends play Spider-Man. That's exclusive to PS4 as of now.
What about your basketball team that you've always showed me that you stack?
Oh, on 2K?
Yeah.
I mean, my team's good on 2K. It's not that good, though. My best player is Pete Maravich.
So tell me this much. Now that you don't have school anymore, you still have to do it online at home. What's that like?
Oh, it's the worst. I hate every waking moment of it. I'd rather be in school, 100%.
What do they make you do?
So, like, today is, like, a block day. I'd have 2 classes today. But instead, since we're at school, I have every single class, so I have, like, 2 hours of work to do.
So you have to do as much homework as you'd normally do or more?
Way, way, way more.
Are you able to handle it or it just sucks?
It's like, it's handleable, but I just hate it. It's so boring. It's just busy work, you know?
Is it different than what Chop has to do?
I mean, she's in 6th grade. Yeah, it's a lot different.
Do you remember when you were in 6th grade? So now you look down upon it like it doesn't matter or something? Because I remember when you were a punk-ass 6th grader.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't matter at all. Nothing in middle school mattered at all.
So it's just a waste of time.
It really is, because none of the grades matter. To get into any classes you want, you take a specified test. Like if you want to get into like an honors class, specified test. It has nothing to do with anything you did in middle school.
Are you still leaning toward what college?
Miami.
Canes, baby. It's all about the U.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that you'll go down there and become a doctor or a lawyer or a coke dealer?
I don't know. I was thinking coke dealer, but like we can work out other things.
So you could do coke dealer and then on the side be a surgeon or a...
No, all jokes aside, though, I think fun things like physical therapy and stuff like that.
What happened to San Diego State?
I mean, that's still an option. I haven't looked into a lot of college. I'm only a freshman.
But you'll be a sophomore next year. Will you be going out for the JV basketball team?
Yes, sir.
Do you think you'll make it?
I hope so.
Do you think that Chop works on her game more than you do?
No.
You just have better games, so you don't have to work as hard.
It's not bad. It's just her game needs a lot more critiquing than mine. There's a lot of flaws in her game. I'm not saying mine's flawless. My game's like better than her, and I know she's going to say it's because of my physique, my body type.
You're stronger and bigger, so she can't score on you at all?
Oh, no, she'd have no chance.
No chance to even score one?
No, no. Game to 21, I win 21-0.
So if I play with her right now in a game against you and Fatso, you think you can beat us?
We'll obliterate you, yeah.
You have no chance to stop me, so how are you going to beat it?
Well, see, the thing is I'm better than McKenna. You and Vinny are like kind of equal. You're probably better.
Vinny hasn't played basketball in like a year.
It doesn't matter.
He's worthless.
Game recognizes game.
All right, so I just have one more question for you, Fuego, right here, and then we're going to play. Chop, it's going to be you and me because it's staying over here. Just said that he can beat you.
Stop, stop.
He said that you and he can beat Chop and I. And I said, you haven't played in a year, so how are you going to do anything to stop me? And I know he can't stop me.
We're not playing 2-on-2. We'll play a shooting game. That's why.
We're going to play Hundo?
Yep.
Nah. You get a little Hundo guy?
Yep.
Tell him what Hundo is.
When I beat you to 100, first one to 100.
With all 3s, 4s, and 5s, right?
Yep.
And how far is the 4 Chauncey ball?
The 10 from half court game.
10 is half court, and then 5 is where? Between half court and the 3?
Yeah, but we're going to play a little high-low.
And where's the Chauncey ball? From the white line on the outside? This deep outside white line?
Yep, we're playing high-low. We're going to play high-low, though. Let's go.
Here we go. We're going to play ball now, and we're going to see who means business and who doesn't. This is going to be fun. All right, so wait. Tell me what. Yeah, we got it. No. We're just getting started. I got to ask you questions. not about training. I got to ask you questions. So if Zion is able to play in the rest of their games, do you give him the MVP or Ja Morant?
Ja Morant, that's no question.
Why is that a question? He's a better player, hands down.
It has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with it. What do you mean? It's just because he played the whole season?
Yeah, and he played at an extremely high level for the entire
season. You mean like the 25, he's dropping a game and dominating guys like Davis and whoever? He runs through every center in the league.
Like I run through you, but...
You don't run through Jack.
No, I do. We got...
You used to.
No, I always do.
You don't think that guy's the most dominant rookie in the league, bar none?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he should get the rookie of the year. Ja Morant deserves it. He played every single game this year. Played awesome in every single game this year. Hands down.
So you don't think he tailed off at all?
Stupid question.
What do you mean? Are you serious? Do you really believe that? Do you believe that he didn't tail off at all?
What do you mean tail off?
Ja Morant, you think he's been the same guy the whole season?
He's good. You ever seen a game? I mean, yeah. Zion might average, what, 23 or something. But
who do you like watching better?
Well, obviously I like watching Zion better, but when you really think about it, because I've watched a bunch of the Pelican games since he started playing, I don't think he'd actually be performing as well without Lonzo Ball.
I think Lonzo Ball has been incredible. I think he's been an amazing player in New Orleans, way better than L.A.
Ja Morant's got to take that team, and he's carrying him to the playoffs, and they're in the 8th seed, right? As of now, they're in the 8th seed. Zion, he might have played, what, 13 games? Yeah, he's playing incredible. But Ja Morant's played an incredible season for, what, 50 games? I have to give it to him. He's just performing at such a high level, carrying that team. Jaren Jackson's been hurt for a while. Brandon Clark's hurt. But Ja Morant's still balling out, averaging 18 a game. Bunch of assists. He's got the most assists out of all the rookies.
So if they ended it today and they were just going to start and have the playoffs, because with the virus and everything, we don't know if they're going to play the rest of the regular season games or not. They claim they are. But let's say it were back to business and the season ended, regular season, and it was time for the playoffs. Can anyone beat the Lakers?
Yeah, I think that the Clippers can beat the Lakers, and I think the Bucks can beat the Lakers.
Did you see what the Lakers did to the Clippers when they played them in the third game a couple weeks ago?
Out of 10 games, how many times Avery Bradley going to drop 25 points?
Well, I think Avery Bradley's jumper's broke, and I don't want him.
So how many times do you think he's going to drop 25?
Never.
Exactly. So how much did they win by?
They schooled him by 12, 15.
All right, so you take Avery Bradley, and who won? The Clippers.
The Clippers beat them twice. The Lakers beat them once. And you think the Clippers are better than the Lakers?
They got more players. They got the best defensive team by far. It's not even close. And I think Giannis can stop LeBron.
But that's the East. In the West, do you give any love at all to anyone else like Denver?
Denver's good, but tell me who's going to stop AD and LeBron. Jokic is really good at offense and getting the ball around, but his defense...
When he goes cold shooting, they're dead.
Not even that. It's just defense isn't that good, and he can't stop Davis.
So he's too fat and slow.
Basically. I mean, he's really good at facilitating, and he's really good at offense, but his defense isn't good enough to stop Davis.
Think that the NBA shows the Lakers too much?
Not that they show the Lakers too much. They show LeBron too much.
Well, I mean, they show every single Laker game on national television. Does it drive you nuts?
It drives me nuts.
So they don't show anyone else. Who do they show? The Bucks?
They show Giannis. They show Curry. They're in love with Curry. Always have been. Always.
Yeah, but Curry missed the whole season.
Yeah, but like still, they're just in love with Curry. I don't know if you can do that in the NBA, but I think they should have canceled all the Warriors games once he got hurt. No one wanted to watch them on national TV. And they had like 100 national TV games.
They were atrocious.
It was awful to watch. And they would play every week on national TV.
They show the Clippers and the Celtics and the Bucks and once in a while the Raptors.
Yeah, no, they don't give any love to sleeper teams like the Raptors, my Thunder.
And now they show the Pelicans too much because of Zion.
I love the Pelicans. I love watching the Pelicans.
That's your team now?
No, I'm a Thunder fan.
You're still a Thunder fan.
Forever.
So what do you think the Thunder can do in the playoffs? Because they've had a great year, all things being equal.
Well, I think right now they're like the 5 seed. They're playing like the Rockets or something. I think they could beat the Rockets.
Do you think that the Knicks should go after CP3?
I don't know. He's too old and he makes too much.
So too much money, and he's got 3 years left at around 32, 35, and 40 million. Do you think the Knicks should go after CP3?
Sure, why not?
Do you think that they're going to actually do it? Because there's been rumors that they'd go after CP3.
I hope so. I hope they do go after him, bring him to New York, be close to us, so we could actually have some action around here.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Do you think that the Nets, with KD and Wussbag Kyrie, who never plays, are going to be a playoff team and awesome?
Yes, I think they're going to win the whole thing.
Going to win it all with KD?
Yes.
I mean, did you hear what he just said? He said he thinks that they're going to win it all.
No, they're not. I don't think you can win, like, big games with the team they got. They don't have a coach.
I knew they were going to fire Kenny Atkinson. I told you that.
Stupid, though. Like,
he's not a good coach.
He's a good coach.
He's a good coach with young players, but no one like KD and Wussbag Kyrie are ever going to listen to him.
KD don't care. It's Kyrie. Kyrie's the team problem. We'll leave it at that. But, like, if I'm a coach and he comes to my team, I'm like, oh, there goes my job.
What do you think Tom Brady's going to be like as a Buccaneer?
They got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Apparently, they're going after Antonio Brown. That'd be the best trio of wide receivers ever. By far.
You think they'll sign AB?
No, they won't, but it's a rumor. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are both deep threats, and Brady, for the last...
Did you know that Mike Evans doesn't cut his toenails just like you?
He was on my fantasy team, and he carried me for a while. Kind of choked a lot, but he carried me for a while, so no comment on that.
So when I was on the elevator in Los Angeles, and he was on the elevator with me at the Intercontinental, biggest building in Los Angeles, Carver High and I were on the elevator, and his toenails were the size of fingers.
I want you to say that to his face.
I was gonna, but I didn't have time. He got off on an earlier floor. If he would have gone down the whole length of the hotel, like 70 floors, I would have had time to tell him about it. He had the funk toenails.
I don't know. He's an NFL player. He makes quadruple what you make, so.
What do you think will happen to the Patriots without Brady?
They're gonna be horrible with Jarrett Stidham. I saw Max Kellerman this morning saying that the Patriots are gonna have a better record than the Bucks. I don't even think the Bucks should be that good, but the Patriots are gonna be awful.
They lost Van Noy and Collins and Brady.
Not even that. Like, it's just like, who do they have in place now? Jarrett Stidham, they got. Oh, he's a big guy, big threat. And they said, what, Diamante Bird?
Who do you think will do better, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
Yeah, I saw that on ESPN this morning. I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady because Bill Belichick's a good coach. But you can't coach a guy to just be Tom Brady. I know Belichick's the greatest coach of all time and Brady's the greatest QB of all time. You can't just get a coach to make Jarrett Stidham a star in one year.
How do you think the Steelers are going to be with Big Ben back?
I don't know. He throws a lot. He's like Jameis Winston.
You think he throws a lot of picks?
Do I think? I've seen him throw a lot of picks.
You don't think he's good?
No, he's a great guy. He's a great player.
I don't think that they have receiver problems with Washington and Juju always hurt Schuster.
I love Juju till the day I die, but problem with that is he still hasn't proven he can go against a cornerback one, and hopefully Big Ben can make him better this year because he had no chance of doing anything last year. Mason Rudolph or Duck Hodges, they were horrible.
You like Watt on the Steelers. Now they got his little brother, the running back.
Now we just need the third.
Get the big brother?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him tweeting on Twitter about it.
Don't you think he's all banged up? He's had a lot of injuries.
Well, you know, like getting him, that's not my like top priority because he'll just get hurt. But he's a great guy.
So do you think they'll actually get back to playing baseball? They're talking about June now. And how about the Pirates' payroll? It's about $40.
I think it's not fair for teams like the Pirates and like when you put them in comparison against like the Yankees. Because like the Yankees, they can go out and sign whoever they want. For a team like the Pirates, what if this was, we're going to lose Josh Bell.
We have Josh Bell now, but they have no other player.
How are we going to pay him? I mean, no, they got three good players.
Who's their other players that are
Ryan Reynolds, rookie last year, and Kevin Newman. You might not know their names, like a lot of people don't, but I think each of them batted at least 300, had a great season, both of them.
So you think that the Yankees can have all those injuries, Judge, Stanton's always injured, they lost Paxton, Severino, they've had all these injuries. You think it's no problem they can just have their whole lineup, all their best players injured, Sanchez too, and then nothing happens to them, they'll still win 105 games?
They're all going to be healthy when the season starts in July.
Do you think this virus has ruined everything? It's ruined the NBA. It's ruined baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. I hate the virus. People are dying and everything's canceled. You can't do anything.
It's awful.
It's horrible. It's the worst.
Do you think when they pick up the seasons, like the NBA, it'll be as good as it was, or it's ruined it?
I feel like it's slowed down. I don't think the momentum's going to be there. I mean, yeah, people are going to be excited to get some sports back on, but the momentum is not there anymore.
You think players are working out and shooting?
No, they're not allowed to leave their house.
Well, we're out shooting.
No, but NBA players under, like, strict rule, they can't leave their house and stuff.
So do you think the baseball players, they're not training either. Do you think they're going to lose their touch?
I think pitchers are going to lose a little bit of their stuff. But baseball players, like hitters and stuff, they can get over it.
When they start playing again, do you think they're going to let fans into the arenas and into the baseball stadiums?
No, not for a while. They can't.
So they canceled the PGA Championship and now also the French Open in Roland Garros tennis and the Kentucky Derby now. They're moving that. Can you believe it? It's ruined everything.
I mean, yeah, everything's canceled. There's nothing to watch, nothing to enjoy. It's over. This year sucks.
So you think 2020 is the worst year ever?
Oh, by far. I mean, you look at everything. World War III almost happened. Kobe died. It's horrible.
Kobe died and then this happened.
I've seen some things where, like, was Kobe the glue holding the world? I mean, this is horrible.
So you think that actually that Kobe may have been God?
No, I didn't say that. I just saw that. That was speculation.
Speculation that he's God?
He was the happiness that was holding the world together.
You believe that?
No.
I do. And he had really nice shoes.
He was a great guy. Ripped everyone on that helicopter.
It was awful. All right, Gunnar, you've been through a lot today. You better work on your game a little more.
I cooked you.
You cooked her.
I cooked both of you.
You didn't cook me, son.
I cooked both of you.
I cooked you like a roasted turkey.
I cooked both of you. You had, what, 3 points? I had 15 times that. Can't guard me.
You can't guard me, I know that.
That's a body thing, like you're 6'4".
You think those days are numbered?
Give me 3 inches, I'm going to cook you every day.
So once you get to be my size, then you're going to take it out on me?
Oh, I'm going to roast you like a turkey.
Like on Thanksgiving? You think this will be over by Thanksgiving?
The virus? I mean, it's not going to be over, but it'll be better handled.
What does that mean?
I mean, like they're going to have things that like make it like slow down. It's going to, the curve is going to drop.
Like in China, it started getting a little better.
Yeah, I saw that China was getting...
Italy, it's not better.
The problem with Italy is got the oldest population in the world, so obviously there are going to be a lot of deaths with like 80-year-olds getting it.
Is this going to ruin your plans to go to London for the summer and Wimbledon?
It seems that it will.
You're not going to go now?
Well, we can't leave the country.
When were you going to leave?
Yeah, I was going to go July, see my cousin.
You don't think it's going to be over by then?
Didn't I just tell you it's not going to be over in November?
What you're trying to do is run away from your family and hang out with your cousin in London and jam with the Stones.
I mean, if you say so.
Start drinking beer in London. Do they have a drinking age? No comment? Because you are going to do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I think the drinking age there is like 18.
So you're just going to do whatever you want in London and you're going to meet chicks and drink.
I'm not drinking anything. I'm a reasonable 15-year-old. I'm not doing anything wrong.
All right, whatever you say. Thank you and good luck. I hope you get to go on your trip.
Thank you.
There he is. Very exciting. Young gun. So Mafia is constantly being involved in the podcast now since he's always at the Ferrella Palatial. I just wanted to say that you have to be sick of me at this point, just being around me this much during the Honda scare.
Honestly, we're not supposed to see each other at all during this time. They're shutting down the office and somehow I'm seeing you more. You know, usually this is the week I was supposed to be in New York while you were at the Meadowlands, and somehow I've been with you every day since.
I have to say that the setup of the Ferrella Palatial Ferrella Vision Center is really turned into a dramatic event. It has become somewhat of a toxic situation. Now, I have to give all the credit in the world to Joe Ranieri, who is a complete badass. He has been the technical savant for the network. Is that not accurate that he is doing everyone's TV digital setup on the cameras, the lighting, and everything that goes with doing the shows now from our homes?
That is true. And he spent 3 days and 2 hours each day with us trying to set this up so you can work from home and still give people content and video and let them know what's going on, your opinions on the happenings in the NFL and other sports. And you're not the only one. He's had to do that for everybody. So I don't know what he's done with his life otherwise, but pretty much the last 3 days has just been Joe Ranieri tech support on the mission here.
So you're a really bright guy, like a clever fella, a smart SMRT guy. But I think that a lot of the other people that have to do this, for instance, me and others, not naming everyone, but let's just say, for instance, Gabe and I, we're both pretty dumb. Do you think that it's problematic for Joe to set it up through the dumb people?
I think it is. And it's probably not just you guys that have trouble with it. This is some very advanced technical stuff he's doing with the tweaking different things on the programs to get the picture just right. And actually, I thought Gabe was going to have even more problems than you. But I offered to go down there and I'd take the half an hour drive to make sure he was set up as well. And he said he didn't need it, that he was better than you with technology. And he must have, because they did that this morning with him.
So you're telling me that he got it done with Gabe easily?
I don't know about easily. You know, it sounded like Joe definitely had his struggles when we talked to him after that. But they claim that it is done and set up. So we'll see how it goes from there.
One of the things that is strange about my setup, as you know, is that it took 3 days based on the fact that there was, much like there's the things where you see people see Jesus in clouds and rocks. And have you ever seen, you know, like a image of Jesus in the Grand Canyon or up in the sky, like the Allstate commercial with the guy saying, it's someone robbing your house, and it's just not someone robbing their house, and it's not Jesus, and it's not Kobe, but that people are actually seeing a halo over my head as though I was an angel.
Yeah, there was a little issue with that for people to imagine it. Like when it's really, really hot outside and you kind of see that little blurriness over the concrete, that's kind of like how we're going with you. You had the little blurriness, like your head was the top of the blacktop. So that's something we worked on, and hopefully we have figured out now. And I've never seen Jesus in anything, but I did see Lemmy in a piece of burnt toast once.
So you're suggesting that Lemmy from Motorhead, the deceased rock legend, has actually come back as a piece of toast?
Yes, because as anyone who's ever watched the 90s cult classic Airheads knows, Lemmy is God.
And also, Lemmy sang about eating the rich,
which I think a lot of us would like to do right now.
Do you believe that at any point that people are going to start eating each other?
Hopefully not. We're looking to have everyone go their separate ways and be healthy and get good before we can restart society. But, you know, if things don't get better soon and people keep losing money, all the people that are laid off, they got to turn on somebody.
I actually only care about you, Chris, Carver High, Hot Nicole, both of your kids, my kids, 34C, her mother, Uncle Huey, and Father Sean. That's it. In terms of who do I care about, I actually, at the end of the day, care about, frankly, no one else. Well, I'll give our audience a pass. I'll let them live. In terms of who do I care about, our audience on Sports Grid, and then the people that I just mentioned. Everyone else, I care very little about.
I'm very surprised by how big that number is. For you and the person that you are, I thought that would have been a much smaller group of people that you actually cared about. And I'm sure if we asked your wife, she would probably say that you only care about yourself. So to hear that you can name off probably at least a dozen people that you're worried about, it's very endearing.
So let's go back to Lemmy for a second. Do you believe that Lemmy is actually in heaven, I don't know, smoking fatties with Jim Morrison? Or do you think Jim Morrison ended up in hell or in heaven?
I don't know. You know, if you believe in that kind of stuff, I guess you have to hopefully assume that they're all in heaven.
Well, let's pretend like there is a heaven just for, you know, the sake of this momentary lapse of reasoning in this podcast. Let's just pretend there were a heaven. If there were a heaven, and a lot of people might question if there is a God with the pandemic going on. Remember, they say, what would Jesus do? Or what would God do? Would God actually let this happen as a purge of society? Who knows? But barring that, let's just focus on heaven itself. Let's say TR and Elsie are up in heaven. My guess is that neither one of them are having tea with Lemmy.
No, I would think not. That's not their style. Maybe some classic pianist your mother would be hanging out with, but not Lemmy.
She could have been hanging out with Pavarotti or Rachmaninoff, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Verdi.
Those would be the greatest hits for her, I would say. And, you know, if Lemmy is up there, I'm sure he's sitting at a video poker machine or video blackjack machine drinking his Jack and Cokes and just partying on like he always did.
What do you think Kobe's doing in heaven right now with his daughter? Do you think they're hanging out with NBA greats, or do you think he's hanging out with kids after he became such a kid coach and kid fan?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, he became a much better person after his career than while he was during it. You know, a lot of people didn't like him when he played. Everyone seemed to love him when he was done, and he realized he was just a regular person now, so I'm sure he's hanging out with everybody.
Didn't he make kids books?
He made books. He made videos. He had a lot in the works.
So my buddy, as you know, makes books, kids books. My buddy here in town, his wife left, and he raised the two girls since they were little girls and then turned them into beautiful young women and successful, and he wrote children's books. He also, this is the key to this guy, that he is in charge of the dump. As you know, he has a big job. So the dump in town is a very important part of societal ways. In other words, on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's where we get rid of our refuse.
Yeah, I've heard about Chris and the many times he's had to deal with the hubbub that you cause at the dump.
You mean like fist fights?
Well, it hasn't gotten that far, but there's been plenty of verbal altercations for sure.
I have threatened several people at the dump because I don't tolerate any shack from anyone, as you know.
And everyone wants to get in there and do their thing first and not care about everyone else in this town, so it's not surprising.
So anyway, the key to Chris is that Chris has tipped me off as to how to get rid of refuse when there is no way to get rid of it. So in other words, the dump is closed during this time of death and carnage during the Hanta. So no one can take their garbage to the dump anymore. No recycling, no dump. So now they only come by once a week to pick up people's garbage and their recyclables. But the difference is that I am friends with Chris. So Chris gives me secret times when I can get rid of my garbage where others don't know about it, which is a great way of taking advantage of people. As you know, I'm all for that.
That may be the most disgusting yet most important secret club I've ever heard of.
It is. It's advantageous for me to be able to get rid of my dog cable because I do not want bags of dog cable in my house or in my garage or in my garbage can or anywhere near me.
Is there like a secret handshake, a secret password? How do we get into this?
I call him and he tells me when to secretly put my garbage out at the curb, and then the guy does a drive-by and picks it up while all the neighbors are looking at him like, why aren't they taking mine? Why are they taking his? Do you think they've figured out yet that I have more juice than them and I am a badass and I matter and they don't?
If they haven't, I mean, you've made it pretty well known, so they're really missing the boat there, and they should get in with you and try to get in with your guys so they could have the same kind of juice in this town.
So what you're suggesting is that if you could eat Lemmy as a piece of toast, you would do that.
Only if it gave me the rock powers that he had. If I became a rock god like him and lived that rock and roll lifestyle, then maybe I'd have to think about it.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you were talking about going to see, who was it, Elton John?
We were supposed to see Elton John, yeah, on this last tour that he was doing in the Barclays in New York in April. But obviously, that's been postponed now, and he's pretty much booked up the rest of the year. So hopefully he makes it to 2021, because that's when they're supposed to reschedule.
Did you ever see his movie, Rocket Man?
Of course. I saw that one in theaters. I saw Elton John one. I saw the Bohemian Rhapsody. I watched all those movies. They were amazing.
I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was awesome. Now, I did not see Rocket Man. You're suggesting that I should watch it.
Absolutely. Rocket Man is great, and he doesn't hold back either. He lets them show all the bad stuff, too.
What does that mean?
All the drug abuse, all the promiscuity, all his things that he did when he was at the height of his popularity that he's not proud of now, he shows.
All of his boyfriend.
Not only that, just all the drugs he was doing, all the parties he was having, he was out of control.
What movie was better? Was it Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocket Man?
They're a little different from each other. Bohemian Rhapsody's more of, you know, a straight, this is what happened, this is what happened. We'll throw some songs in here or there of us performing. Rocket Man, they kind of use his songs to frame the context of his life and what's happening at the time. More of like a musical movie, but it's still awesome.
So did you like Spencer Confidential?
Spencer Confidential, I've not finished yet. In the middle of that, I got about another half hour in today, so I think I still have like 20 minutes to see the end of what happens, but it's been good so far. You know, you gotta love Mark Wahlberg.
I thought he was great in that movie, and I think it's because he's from Boston that he can play that perfect Boston role with the voices and accents. But that chick that played his girlfriend, I don't know who that is. You do. She's some comedian. She was awesome in that movie, and I think she, more than anyone I've ever seen in my life, reminds me of 34C.
Eliza Schlesinger, yeah, she's awesome. She's got a bunch of great comedy albums out. I've heard her all the time on the SiriusXM comedy channels. I've watched her specials. But yeah, anytime you get Wahlberg or Ben Affleck or Matt Damon, you know, all those Boston guys that play those Boston roles, they really just embody it. And it's awesome the way that they just can be themselves instead of trying to be someone else, essentially.
Did you think that she reminded you of my wife?
I could see that with the attitude, not going to take any crap from anyone, and she's going to tell you what's up. That's definitely 34C style.
Did you see the scene with him and her in the bathroom at the restaurant?
Yes, I did see that one.
Did you think that that scene was better than when Harry met Sally, when she had the O in the restaurant when they were at the table?
Yeah, that's way better than Harry met Sally.
I mean, it was really way better.
And I love the beginning. It's like, you know, I hate you. You're stupid. But you look great. And oh, let's just do this now out of nowhere. For I hate you too. Let's get busy in about 30 seconds.
You look good. You look good too. You want to get it on? How about when they were done, she's like, you want to go again?
Yeah, and then she said, you'll never see me again.
You will never touch me again. That is a great movie, I just wanted to say. So what you're suggesting to me is that in your time of home lockdown, you are watching movies and you're listening to Motorhead.
Yeah, is there any other way to get through it? Watching TV, watching movies, you know, the streaming stuff, getting involved with everything, and then, of course, doing work to get your podcast and your shows out there so people can still get their taste of Pharrell.
A lot of my friends are getting through it by smoking dope.
I'm sure there's plenty of people doing that.
There's literally nothing to do, nowhere to go. You can't be around anybody. So people are blowing bowls, and they are not sharing, because then you'll get it. If you share a spliff or a hoagie or a bowl or a chody, any kind of that stuff is out of the question.
Everyone's got their coping mechanisms. I'm sure there's plenty of people who are, you know, dipping into the desserts. Some people doing a little booze. I had a little Jameson for St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, some people are going to go smoke the K-Funk.
So you had on St. Patty's Day, which was ruined by the virus, you actually drank a bottle of Jameson.
Not a full bottle, but I had a couple of drinks there on Jameson on ice. You got to still celebrate the holiday, even if you can't go out and party with everyone else.
Are you getting any relations going with this virus going around? Because I am not.
I have, yes.
So you've had relations, even though you could transfer the disease amongst yourselves.
Well, if either of us have it, the other one's getting it anyway. I mean, I think the big thing that's prohibiting you is not necessarily the spread of coronavirus, but the fact that you're stuck here with your kids 24/7. There is no free time for you where there's no one in the house. So.
And her mother.
And her mother. That makes it even more awkward, especially because she's next door, the room right next to you.
She's here, it would appear to me, permanently now. Do you believe that that adds to the odds of us getting it or her getting it? Is it worse to have the old lady around?
Well, the more people you're around, the more chance there is of getting it, of course. So that's something that could put her at more risk. But I think the thing that you're risking even further is that it gets a little comfortable of her being here all the time. And next thing you know, she's living here permanently.
So what you're suggesting is that she sold me the house and then she got a condo. She's going to sell the condo and then move back into the house that she sold me and then ruin my life.
Yeah, I would suggest that. I mean, she did sell you a house with one more bedroom than you needed. It seems like it was kind of set up for you.
What do you think, at the end of the day, all of the news that we've been hearing left and right? First of all, we know that Brady is going to the Buccaneers. Will, and their odds are 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is in Tampa. Will that happen? Will he get them with Godwin and Evans and that defense that's so good, which they really do have a good defense? The last 9 weeks of the season, they had the best defense in the NFL. They just had horrible famous Jameis throwing picks. But the rest of that team was pretty tough. Do you believe that that team's going to the Super Bowl?
I do not. I think they're going to be a solid team. They're going to be probably a team that maybe even gets a wild card or could win the division if Breeze slips up a little bit. But I think there's a lot better teams in the NFC than he would have faced if he went to the Chargers in the AFC. Yeah, I had to go against Kansas City twice a year, but you could have played Denver twice a year. You could have played the Raiders twice a year. I think you would have had a clearer shot sticking in the AFC than going over to Tampa.
The Rams are signing Leonard Floyd, and I guess Dante Fowler left the Rams and went to the Falcons. He had been with the Jags, then the Rams, now the Falcons, and then they're going to replace him with Leonard Floyd, who was on the Bears. But the real story, first of all, what do you think of that deal? And the real story is that we're hearing from my boy Big Eyelash, Mike Silver, that they're going to, at the very worst, cut Todd Gurley. So Gurley, man, looks like he's toast in Lipstick City with the Rams, at least.
Yeah, it's a big change from 2 years ago when they gave him a lot of money, when they gave Goff a lot of money. Now he's had his problems the last 2 years with that knee. They played us all last year trying to say, oh, no, he's fine. You know, he just was overworked last season. We're going to just keep him a little lighter workload in the beginning of the season and be ready for the playoffs. And then they never even made the playoffs because he just wasn't the same. You saw him lose his role last year, and now they're going to get rid of him and eat that money.
So let me ask you this question. Did you see that, speaking of the Jaguars, they got rid of Foles already? So Nick Foles went to the Bears in a deal, and from what I'm seeing, the Bears fans don't like it. I mean, what's not to like about that guy? He won a Super Bowl for the Eagles. He actually carried them on his back. Then he went to Jacksonville. He got hurt, and then he never really played for him, and now he's going to the Bears. You can't tell me that he's not better than that hack Trubisky.
I say he's better than Trubisky. I don't know if he's enough of a, you know, better quarterback to get them to the promised land, to get them even to the playoffs. I think a lot of them, they wanted Cam Newton. Especially once they saw yesterday that he's definitely up for trade, that they said, okay, let's get him. He's exciting. He's more, you know, all over the place, more physical, more athletic. Let's get him instead of the boring pocket passer in Trubisky. And now they get another pocket passer that's pretty mundane in Foles. I mean, they're not getting better. They're getting the same kind of players. They want something new in Chicago.
So Malcolm Jenkins went to the Saints. Does that matter?
That matters a little bit. He's a good defender. That'll be something to add to their defense, which has been building over the last couple of years and let them down a little bit last year. So he'd be a good addition for them.
And then Gerald McCoy goes to the Cowboys. They've spent a ton of money. And I was just thinking about the Dolphins have actually spent more money than anybody in free agency.
Well, you know, the Dolphins set themselves up to be big players this year in free agency in the draft because they pretty much got rid of anybody that had any kind of money on their deal last year. And people were getting on them for tanking. They played better than expected. But now this is what you get. You get the opportunity to go bring in big names and try to rebuild that team quickly.
And the Bills got Vernon Butler and Quentin Jefferson. Of course, they already got Diggs. And they also got the guy Addison for their defense. They've loaded up.
They've gotten some good players here. I mean, they were in the playoffs last year. They just needed a few pieces here and there to really make that next step. And they've added some of those guys here. We've seen what Diggs could do in Minnesota, how athletic and how incredible he can be when he's on the field. The question is just going to be what Josh Allen does next year. Does he make that next step and become an even better quarterback, or does he still hold him back a little bit?
Hey, your team got really exciting. They got a center, Connor McGovern.
Yeah, they signed two offensive linemen. They just re-signed one of their cornerbacks, so they haven't made the big splash as of yet, but they had a lot of good pieces. What they needed was more minor moves on the defense and the front lines to make them stronger.
Brian Beluga went to the Chargers. Remember him? He was with the Packers.
Yeah, I do remember him. I mean, the Chargers, what's more interesting to me than what they're going to do in the offseason as far as signing players or drafting players is that now that Brady has chosen Tampa, we hear that they're going to stick with Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback.
I actually think he sucks. I don't think Taylor's a great quarterback. I think he's average at best.
Yeah, we saw that in Buffalo. He's, you know, a decent guy. He's a good backup, but he's not a guy that's going to lead a team throughout the whole season to the playoffs and beyond. He got them to the playoffs in Buffalo and then stunk. He's, to me, maybe a Jacoby Brissett, a little bit better than him, but still not good enough to get you the promised land.
What did you think when you saw old man Jason Witten went to the Raiders? I think that'll end up being a disaster.
I think it's going to be a nothing special move. I think he'll be there. He might make a few catches, but I don't think he's going to make enough plays to really matter on that team.
Do you think it's interesting at all that, like, when my neighbors walk by my house and packs, you know, the mom, the dad, the kid, the dog, or kids and dog, that they look at you when you're in your driveway or getting out of your car, or you're walking into my house and they're looking at you like you have the Hanta, and then they hold up a little before, they don't want anyone going near you. They look at you like you got it. If you notice, people are looking at everybody else like they must have it, but we don't have it because we're special. Meanwhile, they're fat and ugly. I just saw some fat, ugly guy looking at me, and I'm sitting here like just a flat out baller. And you know I'm in great shape. I ran 5 miles today and played basketball for 2 hours. And I got to look at some fat ass looking at me like I'm some kind of person carrying it. Now, I don't want that on anybody. But don't look at me like I got it and you don't with your fat ass.
Listen, that's what happens with situations like this. Everyone assumes the worst and they think everybody has it. And you know what? I don't necessarily blame them. When I was out walking with my fiance yesterday, we were out walking around the neighborhood for, you know, like 3 miles just to get some exercise in. And every time we saw someone like a block away, we crossed the street. You got to avoid contact with other people. So you got to keep safe.
So I noticed that you said you walked 3 miles. Did you really walk like a mile and a half and you just added another half a mile or a mile to make it seem like you went three?
No. We were out there for like a full hour. She wanted to get her 10,000 steps. And I was kind of pushing to do a run or something more exertive than that. But she had a little bit of a neck issue, so she didn't want to push it too hard. So we just walked like we were old.
She's got the neck.
Yeah, she had a little bit of a pulled neck from sleeping wrong. So she didn't want to aggravate it more, but that was it.
Didn't I give her some kind of massage tool or something a while ago? Or was that for something else?
That was for the back issue she had earlier this year before she went and, you know, got that taken care of by the chiropractor for a month.
So she's having multiple breakdowns, like neck, back. Like, are you concerned about her holding together in terms of if there's a crisis, she might be melting down with neck and back injuries? I mean, she's starting to sound like Kyrie Irving over here with all of his ailments.
She has told me I'm marrying an old woman and I should probably trade her in before I say I do. But, you know, I'm a good guy, so I'm sticking pat and just trying to get her fixed.
So let me go back to famous Jameis. He's not going to start anywhere. He's got to find a gig where he's a backup and then the starter doesn't get it done, like a Tannehill situation with Mariota, where Tannehill went in, proved that he can do it, and then played well enough to get a fat extension because he got like $118 million in 4 years. And if you ask me, that dude ain't worth that money, but they gave it to him. So that's what famous Jameis has to do. You know he's not going to get a starting job.
No, he's definitely not getting a starting job. This year was very weird for quarterbacks. There's a lot of them on the market, not a lot of spots that people needed veteran starters to come in. So he's a guy that's sitting out there and going to have to see what's left. The probably best situation for him was going to Las Vegas, which Mariota jumped on and took out of his hands. Maybe the second best would be for him to go to maybe Indy and take over Brissett's job behind, you know, very old Phillip Rivers, who sucked last year, or go to Tennessee and sit behind Tannehill and see if maybe he can overtake him if he starts to falter and go back to the quarterback we knew, because otherwise, he's not getting a great gig, and there's other ones out there that are better, whether it be Cam or Dalton or whoever.
Do you think Belichick would go back to Brissett in a deal?
I don't think so. I think he knew what he is. You know, he's a good second, third stringer. He's not a guy that you want to lead your team. And even if they don't feel that Stidham is the guy, they're definitely not going to Brissett. Even if he was going to be a backup role, I think they want someone better. Like I said, a Dalton, a Cam Newton. There's much better options out there than those two guys in Winston and Brissett.
How about two hot ticket guys like Jadeveon Clowney, who I thought was a badass for Seattle? If I were them, I'd give him a deal. And what about Melvin Gordon?
Well, they want to give Clowney money in Seattle. They want to pay him. The problem is they don't want to pay him as much as he wants. Clowney thinks that he should be probably the top paid rusher there is. He's had a very good couple of years, but he wanted more money in Houston. That got him shipped to Seattle. Now he wants more money in Seattle, and that has them on the fence. So we'll see how they handle it, whether he gets out on the market and someone actually pays him what he wants, or he realizes that he's really not worth as much as he thinks and comes back and Seattle does a good deal with him.
All right, last but not least, are you buying the stories that we're hearing that Michael Irvin saying that Hopkins, that they traded to Arizona, who is the best receiver in the NFL, if you ask me. That guy is just an absolute glue hands, badass. And then they traded him to Arizona for a bag of donuts. I cannot believe they traded him. And now all this talk of they had some meeting where O'Brien brought up Aaron Hernandez from his time in New England. And then he allegedly, according to Michael Irvin, said some stuff about all of his lovers that he had kids with. He's got like multiple kids with different women, and that O'Brien didn't like him bringing around his baby mamas. Do you believe any of that? Because after the fact, Hopkins was saying, I love Bill O'Brien. I got nothing but respect for him. I'm on Arizona now. Let's go. But it seems like Michael Irvin, who can never just, it would appear to me, go away. He just has stuck around since the Cowboys, ESPN, NFL Network. He just never goes away. And he's always in the middle of Shaq. Do you believe he's just stirring the pot? Does any of this matter at all? Because I still think Hopkins no matter what, he's unbelievable. And I think Kyler Murray's going to go off with him.
Yeah, I think it's all just Michael Irvin stirring the pot. I wouldn't doubt that that conversation's been had. You know, we've heard things about O'Brien being a weird dude, and maybe he brought some of that up in the conversation. But I think that was more Irvin just pestering Hopkins and him saying, all right, let me tell this guy about some stuff, because he said he called him right after the trade and he said nothing. Then he called him 24 hours later and was still trying to get at him and find out what happened. So I said, like, hey, we didn't have the greatest relationship. Like, hey, here's one conversation we had just to tell you how weird this guy is. And Irvin just took it and ran with it as the reason that he got traded. But I don't think that's what it was. You know, we just talked about it before with Clowney. Bill O'Brien's running things like Bill Belichick. You want to get paid? Then you're getting shipped out of town. Jadeveon Clowney last year wanted more money. They shipped him to Seattle. Hopkins wanted more money this year, wanted to be paid like one of the best receivers because he is. They shipped him to Arizona. So it's just Bill O'Brien being cheap and not wanting to pay anybody.
Do you think he's a good GM as well as a coach, or should just be the coach?
I don't think he's great at either. I think he's a bad GM and a mediocre head coach. You know, they've had some talent there that's got them to the playoffs, but every time they get there, they fall. They haven't gone far. They haven't been a team that has really ever contended for a title. I think he's just a decent coach that's had great talent put him to where they've gotten so far, and then he fails him in the end.
Do you feel that you are now doing the podcast more than I am doing the podcast?
Well, the work afterwards, of course, but the front-up work of giving opinions and recording and doing that stuff, no. I've done it 2 days. You've done it 5 this week. So we have a good balance so far.
I've done millions of podcasts, as you know, over the years, both the Pharrell on a Bench, Pharrell on a Bets, and now Pharrell on a Bench again. So I do so many podcasts, I want to stick a gun in my mouth. All right, so good luck to you, and thanks for doing the podcast again and saving my ass and building my TV set at the Pharrell Palatial. I hope it works, because I have no idea what I'm doing, and without you, I am screwed.
My pleasure. Always happy to help.
There you go, another exciting edition of Pharrell on a Bench, especially with all my neighbors walking by, the fat asses that they are, giving me dirty looks like I have the Honda. Shake it, hoo.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.